from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Police seek out motive in Texas shooting.
It's sad. It is. Because why this church? Why people that I grew up with? You know, why them? You know, it's hard.
The Texas Department of Public Safety is investigating the mass killing of 26 people and the wounding of 20 more in Sutherland Springs, just outside of San Antonio, Texas. Authorities in Texas tried on Monday to figure out what motivated Devin Kelly, a 26-year-old dishonorably discharged U.S. airman, to open fire on a Baptist church.
Because he's a coward. He's a coward. Why else would he go for the people in a church?
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said it appears that there was a connection between Kelly and the church where his in-laws occasionally worshipped, although they were not in attendance on Sunday when Kelly fired on churchgoers with a weapon similar to an AR-15 assault rifle. According to Pentagon records, Kelly served in the U.S. Air Force from 2010 to 2014, but was court-martialed in 2012 for assaulting his wife and child, sentenced to 12 months imprisonment, and then dishonorably discharged from the military. Witnesses say he first fired on people outside the small First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, then inside, where all but two of the victims were killed or wounded. As two residents of the Sutherland Springs gave chase at high speed, one of them commented afterward as to what his thoughts were while giving chase.
He just hurt so many people, and he just affected so many people's lives. Why wouldn't you want to take him down?
The victims were between the ages of 5 and 72. This is VOA News. President Trump is in Japan on a two-week Asia visit. He is pushing aggressively to get all Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke today alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the North Korea crisis and defended his language on North Korea. But first, he had some self-effacing comments regarding the rocky beginning to his relationship with the Japanese Prime Minister.
With Shinzo got off to quite a rocky start because I never ran for office, and here I am, but I never ran. So I wasn't very experienced. And after I had won, everybody was calling me from all over the world. I never knew we had so many countries.
He talked about North Korea.
America and Japan face many challenges, many opportunities. There are many things we face, but we will be facing them together. In friendship and as allies. Most importantly, we're working to counter the dangerous aggressions of the regime in North Korea.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will go to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said on Monday that the Iran nuclear agreement was working and that the decision by U.S. President Donald Trump to decertify the agreement was made without any facts whatsoever and just pulled out of the sky. A key member of the negotiating team at the time, Kerry told an audience at Chatham House in London that the decision to focus entirely on the nuclear issue and not problems such as Iran's missile program and interference in the region was deliberate and strategic. He said that Trump's decision to decertify the deal was made based on no science, no fact, not any evidence whatsoever. Mexican police have detained a polygamous cult leader wanted in the United States on charges of pedophilia and who is a suspect in the murder of three U.S. citizens in Mexico. Orson William Black Jr. was arrested in the Mexican border state of Chihuahua, along with his four wives and 22 other people, including minors. In a joint operation with the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, about 100 police officers swooped down on three houses and two ranches where Black and his followers were living. The arrest followed an investigation into the September 10th murder of three U.S. citizens. And Catalonia's ousted leader, Carles Puigdemont, and four former Catalonian cabinet ministers were freed late Sunday after surrendering in Belgium earlier in the day to face possible extradition to Spain for allegedly plotting a rebellion. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.